is Jim Thomas welcoming you to the Message Share Ministry of the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, located in Muncie, Pennsdale, Pennsylvania. The message you are about to hear was preached in a worship service. After some congregational singing, our speaker is William P. Robbins, who is a pastor and elder.
So I've been talking considerably about the world and the flesh in the messages recently, and I want to spend some time about the matter of the devil, how you can have victory through Christ. So let's sing about our Lord Jesus, for it's in Him that we have the victory in 542, and to think about Him is what we want to emphasize, not so much the devil. Turn the page, will you, at the 544. How sweet the noun of the name of Jesus sounds.
Amen.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. It's 681.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, O sing,
on the road, are you spending so much time reading the horoscopes and seances and going to fortune tellers and advertised in our local papers? What's the matter with you? You say you can't accept that? And millions are doing it. Don't give me your sophistication when you're doing such things as you do today. They believe there's aliens out there. We in the United States of America have monitor stations listening so that they might hear some aliens out there. Your tax money. Don't tell me that's unbelievable. You dare would be say that. I don't believe that kind of stuff. You don't. I tell you, I was brought up in an area where we had powwow practitioners. I want to tell you something. Any of you folk in Aldred Township, I have a booklet. I don't know whether how I got it, I kind of think, it's been years now, you know, I kind of think that Peggy's mother gave it to me. But it tells, in the old days, how that area of Eldred Township, Lycoming County, how much emphasis they paid upon the ways of powwowing and things like that. It's right around here, especially with the German aspect. It's I'm not kidding you. I must tell you this, and I rejoice in this. My dad and the powwow at New Columbia years ago, they were kind of friends, and they drank together and so forth. Mother had a problem. I told you this before, but it's glorious to me. I don't care whether you heard it twice or more. And they said, why don't you go to him and have him do his powwow on you? So they kept talking to Mom. My neighbor was a real user of powwow. And he was an educated man. He had a degree. He had a master's degree. He had supervising principal degree or certification. Do you hear me? A powwow. He went to him regularly. So my mother went, and the time came for her to have the powwow, say things over. He looked at my mother, and he said to my mother, he said, I can't do anything for you, just leave. Boy, that gives me chills yet. My mother come to know the blessed Lord Jesus, and he knew about my mom. So I can't do a thing for you, lady. Leave. He was very unkind. If you think that he was just some crackpot, did you ever hear of McGee Carpet Mills in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania? Well, old Harry McGee would used to go to that powwow that I'm just talking about, and he was so pleased with his work and his life that he bought him a vehicle, a new car. Why am I telling you? I asked those men if they would renounce with the help of God Almighty to renounce the world, the flesh, and the devil. And they said, yes. I thought, I ought to help those fellas to know what it all means. So we do live in loony times. You may not agree it, but we certainly are. We think that there's looking for extraterrestrial signals out there, and we're trying to find some moisture up there. We spend millions of dollars. If you don't think that's a little loony, then you tell me. And so, but we have an awful history, friends, of looniness. I can't help but think in my day about Germany. And this is a fact. Germany, and I challenge you to check me out on this. Germany was one of the most educated cultures, nation, at that time, and they swallowed that demonic man called Hitler and followed him religiously. Heil Hitler! And he went into a stance. Educated. Most educated nation in the world at that time. Check it out. Well, you say, I don't understand that. Well, maybe if you'd take a little time with this chapter 5, you might see that there is such a thing as demonism. And this world with devils filled, Luther said. Remember that? Remember that phrase in a mighty fortress is our God? Well, there you are. Luther believed in it so personally that he said the presence of the devil was in his study, and he took an ink well and threw it at him. You say, well, he was really loony. No, 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 no. That's where you got to learn that it isn't so, it's real. And because of Hitler, 12 million people, they say, died. You say, well, that's awful. Let me tell you about Russia. As far as Russia is concerned, 40 million people were killed. Did you say 40 million? Yes. Mm-hmm. So here we have chapter 5, 1 through 20. And you say, oh, wow. It says to me immediately there is a powerful spiritual battle going on, and we're not to be intimidated. You say, well, I don't know whether I can have the courage to say I'm not intimidated. But the thought tonight is that you might see our blessed Lord Jesus. All power has been given to him in heaven and earth, and you're not alone. You're not an orphan out there. And so you better get on to some scriptures and say, well, I got Jesus Christ, and all power has been given to him in heaven and earth, he said. And so the matter of this old devil, and he wants he would try to do, and he does, and there's a battle. And I had a state trooper stop in today, and he wanted to check about the tower out here. And they were talking about putting one on his little 4 acres. And he's a trainer of dogs. Boy, I tell you, that is fascinating. He said, oh, it isn't a big deal. They can spot out. They can smell drugs and bombs. And he says, I do that on the side for police work. I said, that's interesting. I've done a little training in dogs, too, and I had a good time. But I want to tell you something. When you train a dog properly and you say, heel, he stops. Stay. You can walk a half a mile if he's trained right. Say, come. I want to tell you something. All our blessed Lord needs to do is say to Satan, the old devil, he just says, heel. And he's chained. And it's like you have a dog on a chain and he's getting out of hand. You give that chain a whole yank. I want you to know our blessed Lord has that kind of power over the demons. And just say, ha! Now, are you still scared to death? This battle, God helping you that you will renounce the demons, the devil. So there is the invisible powers that be. They're invisible. But they do. What is in comes out. And we have this picture here of the visible actions of demons on this man by the name of Legion. That's his name. I'll get to that in a moment. And are we to fear these visible actions of the devil? No, I don't think so. But in the New Testament, it might make you feel a little better if you turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8, because this is what we're seeing in our society more than Mark 5. Although missionaries will come back and tell you stories like Mark 5, and you'll say, whoa, wow, that sounds really way out there, Mr. Missionary. But in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, and in its context, he was telling the people that, I'll start the context. Verse 41, these are religious bunch. They're trying to convince the Lord Jesus how wonderful they were. And he says in verse 28, 41 to them, he said, you do the deeds of your father. Well, they said unto him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Now, how does answer? They said, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded from forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. And why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil. Now, hold on here. These were religious people, and they did all kinds of rituals and ceremonies. You can't say they are the devil. Jesus said, you are the father of the devil. You're the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speak of the lie, he speak of his own. For he's a liar, and he's a father of it. And I said, because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. We live in a day like that. So I don't believe that. You don't. I go to church. I'm a member of the church. Been baptized. Well, he said, I can tell you what. You give, even in spite of our religiosity and your Christianizing of yourself, he said, I can tell you who your father is. He said, you dislike your father with all your education and sophistication. There are people who, they get in the pulpit and you say, you like to hear this, don't you? Preachers get in the pulpit and they look like angel of light, and they preach like angel of light, and they tell you false things, and people say, oh, what a wonderful preacher. I tell you, if you had any discernment, if you had an ounce of discernment, when you see that going on in the TV, Christian, so-called Christian, if you saw what was really going on, it would just knock you for a loop. That's satanic. It's of the devil. And the more you give room to the devil, the greater the crowd. You want to pack this place and build one out in the field and pack it? Say, I'd love to have people. Yeah, but just preached falsehood. Give room to the devil. And people say, you tickle my ears. And I'll smile like everything, be a cool cat up here, and we'll have the rock bands and we'll have the drums. I'll tell you, they'll come. It's satanic. I tell you, I challenge you to check it out further. If you don't believe it, you ought to hear what's going on in Lakeland, Florida. That goonie down there, I'm telling you, I said something about that he has long hair, he dresses as a motorcycle, he has all kinds of tattoos with flames coming up in his neck, and Chinese, still can't figure out what it all means. I'll tell you it is. And he wears the satanic rings and the one under this finger. You know, that when people give you a finger, you know what that is. But those who are members of the satanic crowds, they wear a finger especially on the middle finger. And they do all kinds of things. If you had any concept of it, you say, well, I don't have that kind of discernment. You ought to pray that God give you a little discernment if you're just taken in with it. And they talk about Jesus. Well, hey, how can that be? Because there's a Jesus spirit that is not the spirit of the Bible. It's another Jesus. Kicking people. That guy, that goonie, he said the spirit told me to kick her with my cycle boots. And to a preacher that needed help, he said, give him what is that punch in the stomach called? You guys know that. What is that punch in the stomach? What is that called? He gave his preacher a real sucker punch to heal him. Well, you say, come on. In Canada, some of the people used to come to this church. They attend that Toronto airport thing, and they crowed like roosters, and they were like roosters and bark like dogs. Thanks. And all kinds of goony things. And you say, well, this is wonderful. You better read Mark 5. It's full of the devil. You say, I don't want to hear that. It's too rough. Well, go on in your blindness if you don't like it. The Bible says that we're all like sheep that have gone astray. We've gone to our own ways. And that's the New Testament teaching of this. He says, first of all, he's telling us in John 8:44, they're religious and they're moral and they think they're okay. I'm fine, thank you. But he says, you're of the devil. John 8:44. And there are people who say, I'm like a sheep that goes astray, do my own thing. And they say, I am an independent, I'm a free man, I don't need anything about Jesus, I'm okay. And I think that passage in 2 Corinthians 4:4 is so striking. What am I trying to show? I'm trying to show that when we give our vows to the Lord, that we'll, as much as God will help us renounce the world, the flesh, and the devil. And that is in 2 Corinthians 4:4, there's that word that, here's what happened, that the God of what? The God of this world, that's Satan, he's blinded the minds of them that believe not, the unsaved. He blinds them. And lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine in onto them. They're blind. Boy, I don't see that. I don't see that. You don't? It's probably you're blind. In all your religiosity, you're lost and you don't know Christ. And I'll tell you what it takes. It takes sovereign grace to open blind eyes. That's what we want. And we're not gonna coil and be fearful of the devil. We have the Lord Jesus if we're saved. What a wonderful thing. And so this... I must tell you further about this background. In this fourth chapter, it tells about they're crossing the Sea of Galilee and they come into a storm. You know the story of that. I don't have to go over these stories. But in the fourth chapter, and how he said to the sea, peace. Look at verse 39, 4. Wonderful. Can he do this? What did he do? That great storm. He's sleeping. Didn't bother him, that great storm. I'm in Mark chapter 4 and verse 37, this great storm on his way to this demonic man, a great storm, and he says, the wind and the waves beat on the ship, and it was filling with water, and there he was in the hinder part of the ship, sleeping on a pillow. And they wake him, and they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And what did he do? The power of the Lord Jesus, he arose. Yes, sir. And he rebuked the wind, and he said on the sea, peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and he said one to another, when you say that, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want to tell you something. We need to talk about Jesus more and more. And you need to hear these things over and over again, even if you knew it as a child. These are great subjects. Yes. And so here we have, now it comes to the southeast side of the Sea of Galilee. And he's in the area called Decapolis. Well, that means 10 cities. And there must be a steep cliff there. And so if you check it out, you can do that if you'd like to have. And he says there's, but it wasn't really Jewish territory. And this helped me because as I studied this, I thought, man, oh, dang, there must be some crooked Jews having a pig factory somewhere. No, listen, it wasn't really Jewish territory. Let me come to their defense. I got to do it honestly anyway. It was controlled by the Roman Empire, Decapolis. And there were citizens of that. They didn't observe the Lord's Day. They didn't have, it just was pagan stuff. And so there it is. And so we have this business, the pigs, sui sui, down the slide, down the cliff into death. You heard me read it. Now, I want to say about the pigs. Most of you, when you think of pigs, what do you think of? It's a big pig. Look at that thing. It's a big white thing, or Poland China with the black striper, or those black ones. Oh, wow, what a big pig. I go to the fair and I see these big monster pigs. Truthfully, friends, we have, in horticulture, we've done a lot for animals. They probably are about the size of a terrier. What? They're probably about the size of a little terrier dog. And those of us who've been farming, we know what we're talking about. So I say, oh, okay, well, all right. And what did they do? They were scavengers, just like the wild dogs were scavengers. They could eat what they could, and the people had tried to control them. And they were all around the place. And down south, they had wild boars. My grandson tells about shooting them. He says, well, I'm telling you, there's something. Darrell Whelan went down one time. He said, they'll chase you right up a tree. And they got teeth like that. And if you wound them, they know where to go. They go for you, and they'll put you right up a tree. We're talking of something ferocious here. Anyway, to the Jew, that area that we were talking about was unclean and a pagan territory. But the Roman Empire occupied it. So what? Well, I'll tell you what. They needed some salt pork to feed those many, many soldiers. You know, soldiers had to be fed. And so they weren't under the jurisdiction not eating pork. And so they had salt pork. You know how that, by the way, it's not too bad. So, Harry, where does he go? He arrives to the burial grounds of this particular area. Now, if I were an angel in heaven, and I saw that the Lord took care of the storm, peace be still, and I'm seeing he's going right to the shore where there's this cliff, and it's a cemetery. Graveyard. And they know, the angels know, that there is this demoniac. There is this fearful, awful situation. And they're saying, what in the world would the Lord go there for? Does he know that what's going to happen? What, how powerful this man is? But the Lord, he shows up. I tell you, if that doesn't help you love the Lord Jesus a little more, my friend, he goes right into the worst conditions and straightens up. I know some folk that they smell. Yeah, what do you mean? I'm from booze. And they're just drunkards. I took care of a drunkard one time. He owned a big department store in Binghamton, New York. And I'd go there and sit with him. He'd pay me anything if I'd go get him a drink. What did you say? He would give me most any kind of money I want if I'd go get him a drink. I'm talking about booze. Nope. Can't do that. Plead with me. And then I worked next to the alcoholic ward at Binghamton State Hospital. Ward 84, and our mine was 85. And so the good boys, we'd have at around 11 o'clock, we'd have a toast. And so some of the patients are with the alcoholics in there. We're talking big shots. A lot of them are big shots. You say, I don't believe it. Okay, believe what you want to believe. And so here's the Lord, but not in a condition like you and I think might be, but in verse 2 of Mark 5, what do we read? I want you to get to, and so he went, and when he was come out of the ship, that is our Lord Jesus, tell me what verse 2 says, and immediately they met him out of the tomb, a man with an unclean spirit. There's the story right there at the end. A place of tombs and uncleanness as far as a Jew. Did you ever walk in a cemetery and feel like it might be a, hope I don't fall down in there. I hope they had a, and just uncomfortable a little bit. If you read the Bible, you say that the Jews were taught that if they touched a dead body, they were unclean. Well, anyway, I don't really think that's applicable for today, but it's a place of death anyway. And it was a place of uncleanness. You think sophistication of funerals, well, maybe you ought to do a little reading of Bible manners and customs and see how they did perform funerals in pagan days. And so, what do we find? We find this man, his condition, and we've already. What about him? Well, he's in chains. And he's in broken chains. And he seems like he's uncontrollable. We know he's without Christ. And what does he live amongst? Dead bones, basically. His home is a sepulchre. And I suppose if they had a funeral, they all had rocks. And they had their dogs. Say, we're going to go to a funeral, but we got to carry some rocks with us. They didn't have guns or something. And what would he do? If he come running around, he'd just throw rocks at him and say, sick him, get him. They had to do something to protect themselves. How'd you like a funeral like that? Have to throw rocks or sick dogs on a man. That's the situation here. And so he was totally an outsider. He was what we call a real loser. And why was this man a loser? It's because the devil, lost condition, and he's just possessed with demons. Do you believe in demon possession? Well, I don't know. I heard missionaries talk about it, but in our society, we're sophisticated. We don't have problems like it. I want to tell you something. If you actually saw the sophisticates, you'd have to say they're full of demons too. Maybe not in the way you think, but some of them. But this man was possessed by demons, and I'm telling you that. I'm emphasizing that. And he had an obsession. How do you know he had an obsession? He said, my name's Legion. What? My name's Legion. Well, Legion, I'm military enough to know that that's maybe 6,000 men and horsemen and so forth. So where'd you get the name like that? And like some of us, when we see the army go past, boy, we really feel, and I was really strong patriotic, and I'm telling you, it grabs you. And now they give you $20,000 to join up, and you wear a spiff and shine suit, and I tell you, that's what we need to do. And he said, he was so impressed with it going past, he could see them and hear them. He said, that's what I like, unity. I need unity, and my name is Legion. Full of evil spirits. Well, Mr. Legion, I'm sorry about the situation. He came running to Jesus and shouting at the top of his voice. Yeah, how about that? And how did he look? Well, I can tell you how he looked. He cut himself, and he bloody from bleeding and so forth. Dirty. Nobody loved him. Right now, you ought to be praying. Oh, Lord God, I have family that needs to be saved. And their father is the devil. And they can get addicted. They get in some mess, alcoholics and drugs and sex. You ought to say, Lord God, save my boys, my girls, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my neighbors, my friends. It ought to grab you. You came here tonight to hear the word of God and to pray. you better get serious about it. I'm going to have to give an account. And if I stand before the Lord and he says, Robbins, and I say, yes, he said, you've got blood in your hands. I do, Lord. He said, yeah, you do. You should have spoken up, and you didn't. Many times you had opportunities, and you were not bold enough to speak for Jesus Christ, and you were overwhelmed with education and sophistication. You didn't talk to men, and he died and get to hell, and you didn't even speak to him about the Lord Jesus. No, Lord, you won't talk that way to me. I read the Bible. I do believe I have to give an account of the deeds as a Christian. Now, I won't be consigned to hell. There's no condemnation of them which were in Christ Jesus. I'm not worried about losing my salvation, but I tell you one thing. I tell you something else. If you know anything about sports, I tell you, it's a sad thing when I see the ref blow the whistle and he sits to the bench. Or he says to the coach, and the coach is speaking on, he says, to the locker, to the coach. And some of us who say we know Jesus Christ, he can say, you know, you don't amount to much on the bench. Dokimus is the Greek word. Oh, no, Lord, I don't want to be a Dokimus. I want to serve you till I appreciate what you've done for me. And so here's this man in verse 7. It tells us here in Mark 5, verse 7. What about it? What was he doing? He said he cried with a loud voice. That means at the top of his voice, of his throat. And here was he crying. He's crying, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. That sounds like a schizophrenic person. He's saying one thing and saying another thing. He said, I adjure thee. Don't you torment me. But he says, calls him the Son of the Most High God. You know what schizophrenic means? You're one person and another person. There's two persons living in this body. Well, the old nature, new nature, sometimes I think we're schizophrenics. But, no, it's not talking about the old nature and the new nature, although that's applicable. I know it's more so than we want to realize. But why would he be screaming like he is? He had plenty of experience for what he would do in the nights. He would cry out, and he'd torment himself in agony. You say, well, people who don't know Jesus Christ, they're not all in a mess. Well, the truth of the matter is they don't have peace. They don't have peace with God. He said, the wicked have no peace. You say, well, they're happy, happy people. I mean, they smile and go on, and they're doing well in this world. They don't worry about it. I tell you, I told you about this man up the road. He's now gone. I asked him, how are you doing? He said, miserable. And he said, well, you start laughing. He wasn't laughing. Miserable. This man is really misery. And he said, verse 5. Yes. Look at him. If you want to know his condition more, always. How about it? Night and day, he was in the mountains. Well, and he's in the mountains, in the tombs, and he was crying. And he cut himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he started to run to him, and he fell down, and he paid homage to him. You talk about dual nature, that is it. Oh, friends, when I hear about people over in Iraq and Iran, they put load bombs in their waist and go into a bus or some populated area and pull string. Kaboom! Say, well, that's crazy. No, they're taught in a religion that they'll be rewarded for blowing up those people. Say, where in the world did get that kind of dumb teaching? That's religious. Religious. Mostly Muslims. Sorry. See, I don't like to hear that. Well, I don't either like to say it. But that's the same situation for today, in case you think there's nothing like that going on. Look at that. Verse 5. Blowing up people. That's going on today. But Jesus didn't run away. Probably you and I would have started taking off. I'm telling you, we're talking about a crazy strong man with no problem. Break you up like you wouldn't, it wouldn't be even a problem. You could break chains. Could you break a chain apart? Strong. Full of the demons. Full of the devils. Yes. You know, you talk about being schizophrenic. You know, Peter told the Lord. The Lord said he was going to have to go to the cross and die, suffer. And he reprimanded the Lord. And the Lord said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He meant lovingly. You know, people die and they go to hell. And people, it's better off. They're far better off now. Aunt Sue, she's passed away. No longer she has no more cancer. She's better. Oh, far better. And the preacher, he stands up and says, "And Sister so-and-so is in heaven today." No semblance of loving the Lord Jesus. No time for the Lord. Angels of light say, "What a wonderful funeral that was. Boy, that was a good funeral." Need to get your spiritual eyes checked out. The devil can blind you, so you say, "Well, it's not that bad. Come on. You need to relax a little bit. Don't get all lathered up on things like this." Well, so what is your name? He said, "My name is Legion." Well, verse 9. And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." That's an awful lot of people. A legion is about 6,000. Well, we need to hear the rest of the story here quickly. It's time to get going here. Yes, it's true. If I go down to 12, chapter, verse 12. And we have this this herd of swine feeding. They're eating there. And so, verse 12, all the demons or devils, they besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine that we may enter into them." And forthwith, Jesus gave them leave. They said, we don't want to be cast into hell, thou Son of the Most High God. He said, they were worried about being sent into hell. And he said, would you let us just be living in those pigs? And the Lord said, "Yeah, I'll let you live in the pigs." And what did he do? He arranged for those pigs to run down. There's an animal, it's called lemons, and they follow each other right into the fire. They fall dedicated. They all follow into the end. They all fall right afterwards. And these pigs, they just went right down that cliff. And they, verse 12, they said, "Send us into the swine that we may, the pigs that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits, they went out and they entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And by the way, those demons, that was the end of them too. Yes, sir, that was the end of the demons. See the power of our Lord Jesus over demons? They too were destroyed. And they were choked in the sea. Well, I think we need to learn some things about this. Perhaps it would be worthwhile. The Lord gave them desires of their hearts, and he sent leanness to their souls, and they died. That was the end of them. There is the desire that you be destroyed, friends. And so I'm going to be intimidated. I'm going to tremble. And am I going to tremble? And the demons are going to really get me. Hey, things do happen. The Lord permits certain things. But don't forget, the old devil, he too is chained. Read Pilgrim's Progress. He's chained. He can only go so far. You heard about Job, and he can only go so far. And he said, he'd go with us, never leave us nor forsake us. We can go. The Lord's going to take care of us. We need to be obedient. And I want you to see the power of the Lord Jesus in all this. That's what I want you to see. I want you to see that not to be troubled and to be scared to death, but pray that the Lord would take care of you. And it was D-Day at the cross. If you read about the cross of our Lord Jesus, it was D-Day. He had victory over the devil. They were sure they had him. Boy, I bet they were happy. I bet they were singing and dancing, the demons and the devil. They were just so happy. There he is on the cross in anguish, and he's dying, and he's humiliated, and it treated him terribly, and bleeding, and all that. And when he says it's finished, they found out who the victor was. And when he rose from the grave, hallelujah, the victory is in Christ Jesus. Don't forget that victory. And that victory, if you're in Christ Jesus, you also died with him, you're buried with him, you're resurrected with him, and you're also victorious in Christ. You're not orphans. So, but also understand that when the devil gets his hand on people, he can really mess them up. And the real D-Day is coming. Because when my blessed Lord comes back, this old devil, you know what's going to happen to him? He's going to be consigned where he knows where he's going. And you know what? I've done some hunting. There are some animals that if you shoot them and wound them and you don't kill them, you know what they'll do? They'll look you right up. They'll look for you. They'll go right back at you. That lady, the other day, her husband, you read about the man who was killed by a bull? Did you read about that? Yeah. He went into the pen. They had the bull, and the bull turned on him and killed him. And he stood there over the bull stood there and waited. And the wife says, it's been an hour since my husband's been in here. I better go see if he's all right. And when she went out, she saw her husband, and the bull turned on her, broke her ribs and so forth, but she was able to get out. And she called 911, she got on the tractor, and she drove the tractor so that it would protect her husband until the ambulance got there. My dad always said to me, he said, boy, I'm telling you, we used to let the bulls and the animals. He said, I'm telling you, boy, he came from the farm. He said, when you go in, when there's a bull in that barnyard, you take a club. And he said, I mean it. You take a club. He said, he can change just like that. I go down here when the billy goat's out there. And by the way, he's gone now, the billy goat. But I'd take a stick along. And if you ever get in a jam with an animal, the place to really hit him is right on the snout. Do you hear me? Whack it as hard as you can. Don't try to beat him on the back. Hit him as hard as you can on the nose. Boy, I didn't expect I'd get into that. But I tell you this. The devil is defeated. But he's wounded. And his old tail is just going like this. And if he gets an opportunity, you give room. It says, give not room to the devil. You say, well, I don't have to be perfect. I can do this. He said, okay. The devil will get you, and when he hits you with his tail. I had a friend that worked over here at the reptile land. And Bill was feeding the animals. He was a teacher, and he part-time work. And an alligator walked past an alligator took his tail and hit him, broke Bill's leg. And the devil was just up there, and you give him an opportunity to say, I don't know anything. You don't know anything. Well, get wiped with a tail of the enemy, so to speak. I say, brother, we have to do this. We have to understand that the Bible does teach that it's dangerous, but we need to turn from our sins and trust the Lord Jesus. That's the message. That isn't so hard. Turn from your sins and trust the Lord. Yeah, it's so hard to tell people, is it? Why did you select Mark 5? Simply because a lot of us don't know when we say, well, it's the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we just see things going on and say, well, I don't understand that. Maybe you can understand a little more. And so with that, I'm going to close tonight on that subject.
This is Jim Thomas welcoming you to the Message Share Ministry of the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, located in Muncie, Pennsdale, Pennsylvania. The message you are about to hear was preached in a worship service. After some congregational singing, our speaker is William P. Robbins, who is a pastor and elder.